From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. and Iraqi authorities say Islamic State fighters are surrounded and contained in western Mosul. Iraqi troops seized control of the last road leading out of the city on Sunday. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk, speaking Sunday in Baghdad, said ISIS is trapped.
In total, in Iraq and Syria, coalition-enabled operations, that means our coalition supporting local partners, including Iraqi security forces, have cleared 50,000 square kilometers of territory from ISIS.
The envoy spoke as Iraqi General Abdul Amir Rashid Yarallah reported that elite troops of the Iraqi Counterterrorism Service spearheaded a push toward the edges of Mosul's densely populated Old City. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the Netherlands Sunday that it would pay a price for refusing to allow Turkey's foreign minister into the country and expelling another minister Saturday. The action was taken to keep them from holding rallies with Turkish immigrants. Those rallies were intended to generate support for Mr. Erdogan's bid to gain sweeping new powers in a referendum. South Korea's ousted president Park Geun-hye apologized Sunday to her supporters for failing to fulfill her duties as president. Park Geun-hye left the presidential Blue House 2 days after the Constitutional Court issued a verdict removing her from office over a corruption scandal. She arrived Sunday at her private home in Seoul, where hundreds of her supporters have been protesting her ouster. This is VOA News.